It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
And a good afternoon to you. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce. It's Wednesday, May 22nd. Wow, the month is almost over. And like I said, we're live in the Laughlin Mall with Speak Out 2.0, brought to you every weekday by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, and Barron Pest Solutions. And I'll give the phone number one more time in case you missed it in the intro. It's 702-298-1063. And my guest today for the full hour is the superintendent of Mojave Accelerated Learning Center, Casey Mulligan. How are you?
Very good. How are you, Larry?
You were there surfing noise when the music was playing, and I'm supposed to be talking. And
well, that's quite an intro.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, this is it.
From you caught me off guard.
Kenny Loggins, you know. So Casey and I know each other going way back because when I was teaching fire and life safety for the fire department, you were a teacher at Desert Valley.
Third grade, Desert Valley Elementary School. I was part of the Eagles there and taught third grade for 6 years in Bullet City.
Yep.
And wonderful experience, great times, would never trade it.
Yeah. And now, of course, your principal there was Dr. Carolyn Stewart, and now she's the superintendent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dr. Stewart was the principal of Coyote Canyon at the time.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah, right. Leslie May was my principal.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And Judy Reed was my first principal.
Judy
there
Reed,
in Desert Valley,
yeah.
But yes.
Yep. She's actually a member of our Kiwanis Club, but we never see her.
You said that, not me.
Yeah, I know. Well, she knows it. She plays golf all the time. And I guess today this is perfect golf weather if you're a golfer.
This is amazing, actually, for me here in Bullet City.
Did you ride your bike today?
I did, and I ended up leaving it at campus because it was raining when I left, so now I have a school district vehicle here.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're at Desert Valley for 6 years, and then you decide to go to Mojave Accelerated.
Yeah, I ran into Dr. Vicki Christian, and at the time she had just left the district. She was the curriculum director for a few years there, and she knew that I had completed my leadership classes, becoming an administrator.
Right.
And so I was kind of in that position of new paths, new doors were opening up, and she brought me over, and I've been there ever since.
Which is how many, what?
That was in 04.
Wow.
15 years.
Jeez.
Ago, yeah.
And when you went there, it was
03.
Just the high school,
03.
Right?
16 years. Yeah.
And it was kind of the high school that the bad kids...
No, they had the elementary by then.
They did? Okay.
Yeah. No, they had 2 years of high school and then 1 year as a K-12. And I came in on that fourth year of their existence.
Oh, all right. Yep. So, but originally, it was kind of like the school that the bad kids went to. If you got tossed out of River Valley and Mojave, you got to go to Mojave Accelerated.
Well, that was the reputation I heard as well back in those days. The original charter was written as an alternative high school for at-risk teens.
Right.
And it could be anything from expulsions to discipline issues, legal issues. Or actually, there were just kids there who also were working full-time jobs or teen pregnancies. And Mojave Accelerator originally came into the community to fill in a lot of those gaps and give those kids an alternative education to help them off a traditional schedule.
And she was even offering night high school.
There was night classes back in those days, absolutely.
I remember
so kids
that
would work full jobs, full-time jobs in the daytime. And they were going to high school in the evening to get those students their high school diplomas.
Right. And but now you've come there and turned that all around.
Well, it wasn't just me.
Well,
there's a lot. There's a huge team there, but
I know
the school has definitely transitioned and has changed from its original foundings and how it started. But I think the biggest thing or the biggest difference with Mojave Sawyer nowadays is the fact that it's K-12 and it's been around in this community now for years.
Yeah.
That it's kind of the students, the younger students, have grown into those older grades.
Right.
And with time, instead of kids transferring in with issues, you're having kids just gradually growing through the courses of their education years through Mojave Accelerate, knowing the expectations, knowing where the bar is and what
right.
we expect out of them.
I remember one time, and I was still at the fire department, then I walked into the office, and some girl walked in, and she was wearing something. I don't even remember what it was, but you were going, that doesn't work at my school, you know? And you're saying, we need to come in. You need to come in and call your parents. They need to bring you some different clothes. Or, you know, I was like, wow, you know? And because it is allowed at some other schools, public schools. So you have a little tighter wrench?
I don't know that. I just think when you look professional on campus, whether you're a staff member or a student, you create a professional environment
right.
all the way around,
yep.
and everyone there has a job.
Yeah,
you know, from students to faculty. So, you know, as a whole, the school is amazing. It's doing great. It's thriving today. It's one of the highest academically performing schools in the county.
I was going to say, when you say it's thriving, that's what you judge it by, right?
Yes.
Grades.
I judge it by how successful we are as far as getting these kids educated with their diplomas and hopefully not just a high school diploma, but giving them enough information to be successful in life. Because that's ultimately what we want.
Right.
We want them to go and grow and be successful in life, find jobs and careers so they can pay those Social Security taxes and we can retire eventually one day.
Exactly.
But
and then
give them the life skills.
And now you even have a second campus.
We do. We have an East Campus, and that's been around longer than people realize. I think it was founded around 2009-ish. We opened up a second elementary-only K-5 campus up on the Parkway. We started at Spirit Life Church up by top of Silver Creek Road, but now we're on Thumb Butte Road right across the street from Sunrise Elementary.
Right.
And it's still K-5. It's one of each grade, so it's a very small campus, small school.
Right. That used to be
the Montessori.
Montessori.
Yes.
Yeah, Lynn Zubrick had that.
Yep, we purchased the campus from Lynn.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Yep. So it was big enough for you?
It is. It's 2 acres, and
yeah.
for what our purposes are, is just having a small elementary campus on the Parkway. It is perfect size. We'll never really add a middle school or high school. Just because those older grades they require a lot more resources.
Right.
And when I say that, it's teaching and the athletics and things that go along with the older students expect from a school.
Right.
So, therefore, we have the main campus, the mothership, if you will.
Yeah.
And that's where those students, after they leave the East Campus, they can decide to go to another one of the public junior highs, or they can come down to the main campus.
Right.
Mojave. So
and your main
high.
Campus continues to grow.
Yeah, it has.
Wow.
Yeah, if you haven't been down on that campus in a while, there's a lot of new buildings. There's two very large gyms now. There's a field, softball field, and baseball field. So there's been a lot that's happening. There's still future plans to continue to grow.
Now when we cut the ribbon, the ambassador showed up and we cut the ribbon for your softball field,
mm-hmm.
you kind of led people to believe that, unbeknownst to you, all of a sudden one day you're hearing tractors out there working and you go out there and there's Pat Burright. That you mentioned to him something about, yeah, I need to get some fields going, and boom.
Sure. It was a field of dreams, and you mentioned it to one of your parents, and then the very literally next week Pat Burright showed up with tractors and he's breaking ground.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing how really community members, people in the community who work with the schools and give back to the schools, and it's all schools, all kids.
Yeah.
That's how things get done, because schools don't have the finances to do a lot
right.
of the big projects like that. It's not going to happen unless you have people like
yep.
Pat who are going to go out there and help you and just see that, make sure that it happens.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean,
yeah,
he just
was incredible.
Just shows up and starts moving
yep,
dirt.
It was just incredible.
Know? You must have given him an idea where you wanted it, so
yeah.
he could
we did.
Yeah, move all that dirt. And
we did.
And now you've got a great-looking softball field.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And it's the future side of the football field as well, football and soccer.
Yeah.
So our next project is to add the lighting now.
And you call the games.
I do.
you,
I call every game.
Yeah? So you go out there with a little PA system and call the
games?
Yeah,
I do that for all the sports.
That's
sometimes
good.
Sometimes if there's two sports going on at once, it's hard to be in two places at
yeah.
once. I do my best, but I enjoy calling the games for the kids because it just adds another element of fun.
Oh, yeah. So now, would you want to hold football games at the new Anderson Auto Group Event Center?
I don't think so right now. Besides, you know, that's a huge facility.
I know.
But our future and our vision would be to build a stadium there on campus.
Okay.
And be able to host our games right there at our home.
Because right now you guys play up at Rotary
Firebird
Park?
Firebird Field. Well, now it's Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah, no kidding.
Gotta make sure we give the right props there.
Have you guys been up there a part of that when they laid that sod down?
We were there for the ribbon cutting ceremony, and our football players were there and cheerleaders.
Yeah.
So, and we're incredibly thankful to the city for
Pop
Warner for allowing us to make that our home field all these years, or we wouldn't have a football program. And it is kind of unique and special that a small school like Malk would even have tackle football.
Yeah.
But we're playing 8-man football, and we do have several games scheduled this year at Firebird as well.
Good. And they travel to?
Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah.
And they
travel to
there. It's a full schedule through AIA, so it's a full program.
And it's just varsity?
It's varsity only.
Okay.
We don't have enough students to have the freshman JV varsity program. So
that is kind of a downside there. You've only got enough to field one team.
That's all right. And we have enough just to field a team, basically.
Yeah.
So usually you get anywhere from 20 to 26 kids that go out every year playing 8-man football.
Yeah. And then what are some of the other activities on your campus that you offer?
Well, there's a full athletic program, and each season brings in different sports. So in the fall when we come back, we'll have golf, which is one of the sports that's having a lot of success right now, and volleyball, football. And then in the winter, the only sport we offer is basketball, boys and girls.
Okay.
And that is one of the sports where we do have the JV and the varsity teams because we have a lot of interest in the basketball sports. And then in the spring, it's softball and baseball.
Jeez.
So we've had other sports programs. They come and go, and it's basically based off the interest of the students.
Right.
So some years we've had swim team or cross country.
Okay.
But if you have enough students, because we're a small school, so we always tell the kids, get enough kids who want to do it, and we'll make sure it's a sport for that year.
Yeah.
Or years. And we don't have the kids, we make sure the sport isn't around because it's not just draining money from our funds.
Yeah. And then can we brag on Jesse Sessions?
Absolutely.
I mean, she has the key club on the campus.
So there's a lot of clubs on campus.
Yeah.
Jesse is an all-star staff member.
She has.
Jesse and Chander are co-faculty members there.
One-fourth of the high school in the key club.
Yeah, it might even be more than that.
I mean, they don't even all fit in her room.
Yeah, I think she has the largest key club in the valley with all.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Probably in the county.
Yeah, she is. She definitely travels with an army.
Yeah, she does.
And those kids do such an amazing job giving back to the community. They work every event.
Yep.
Anything when there's a community event going on, if you call Malk and you get a hold of Jesse there in the key club, she will put it on the calendar.
Yep.
And those kids, you'll have some kids at your event.
It's
incredible.
And then I was going to say, it's hard for her to get the whole club in her classroom because there's so many of them. And they've only got, 20 chairs, 25 chairs in the classroom. And she's got like 50 kids in the club.
Yeah. No, she's
amazing.
She is a powerhouse there. She's probably the largest club on campus.
Well, and it just goes to show in the community that the days of high school kids just going to school and going home doesn't exist anymore. That they get involved in the community. They get involved. I mean, Jesse, because, her husband's a lieutenant in the police department, but she does that shop with a cop every year, and the Key Club goes up there and helps the kids get their gift down off the shelf and everything, and they're a big part of that.
Yeah, I think that's one of the advantages of Malk in the sense being a smaller school. It's really hard to kind of hide and blend with the numbers because everyone is part of the whole campus and the whole village, And so the kids there, they're all involved in something pretty much. They all have their clubs. They all have their sports. And you can't hide. Everyone knows everyone.
Exactly.
So, it can be a good thing and a bad thing.
Right.
Everyone knows everyone's business, too. But Jesse does a phenomenal job with that club. And she just does so many things for the community with those kids. And she's not the only service club. I mean, we have an Interact club that does the same thing. And those kids are out there in the community doing great things.
Yeah. So it's amazing to me. I don't remember when I was in high school that so many kids on our campus cared about the town, you know, Lakewood, California. Nobody, I mean, we might have had a key club, and I just didn't know about it because I was in band all the time. But I never remember anyone going out and doing events in the community like they do here in Boone City.
Yeah, and I thinking back on it, I know we had those things in my high school, but I don't remember it being that way because it's such a huge population in our student body population at our high school that are participating in those things. But we do a good job, too, I think, with our 8th graders or 9th graders with the orientation stuff that you're only in high school once.
Yeah.
So you get one shot at it, and then that free public education ride train comes to a complete halt.
That's right.
So we tell the kids all the time, join every club, play every sport, and be a part of it.
Enjoy it.
And, enjoy the experience because you only get one shot at it. We really do preach that to them.
All right. We need to pause. And we'll come back and visit more with Casey in just a moment. And once again, if you have questions for Casey, give us a call at 702-298-1063.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swanee Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswaneehyundai.net.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialists. MojaveShred.com.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Hey, it's Matt Ferris for the Get Some Tour. See this one-man comedy show starring Tim Colseri, the door gunner from the famous movie Full Metal Jacket at the Refuge Friday, May 25th. It all starts at 7, and I'll be performing too. Get some tickets, that is, today at the Refuge for $25. Tim Colseri will tell you true stories of his life and the trials and tribulations of working with director Stanley Kubrick. The show is directed by Rafter Man, Kevin Major Howard, sponsored by Bradley Chevrolet, Bradley Ford Lincoln, and Realty Executives.
You see the grand liquidation sign on the old Smart and Final building in Bullhead City, but why haven't you stopped to see what's inside? You'll find top brands for you, your home, the pets, kids, even the do-it-yourselfers. There's always some new and unexpected items, too. Fine leather furnishings and eye-catching decor, all at a fair price. See an item you like? Don't walk. Let's talk. Denny loves making deals. Open daily, just south of Riverview Drive on Highway 95. Grand Liquidations. Find your deal today.
We are back at Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Larry Toonforce with Casey Mulligan, and it's brought to you each weekday by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, and Barron Pest Solutions. And we're back with Casey Mulligan. I want to talk a little bit about Stormy...
Venus,
because Stormy was the Key Club president, and she graduates from Mojave Accelerated, and then she graduates from MCC.
That's right. She is the only graduate of the graduating class of 2019 that completed her high school diploma and her full AA associate's degree.
Oh, nobody else did it?
Nope, she's the only one on the whole campus. We had five other students that had their AJEC, their Arizona General Education Certificate there, but she was the only one that went out and did the full AA degree.
What a load.
It's incredible. You know, I think that's one of Malk's right now strongest assets, to all the students who are attending there in the sense that we offer 25 dual enrollment college classes right there on campus.
25?
25 classes for a very small school. It's incredible. So what we did is we sent a lot of our teachers back to school.
Yeah.
And we got them certified to be able to teach these dual enrollment classes through MCC, and we have a great partnership with MCC, and they're wonderful to work with. And so we offer all these classes on campus where these students are getting high school credit and college credit at the same time.
That's great.
So now what's happening is well over 80% of our graduates are graduating with some college credit already completed.
Right.
And that credit, that college, is paid for by Mojave Accelerate. It's not costing the parents a dime.
Exactly.
So a perfect example of Stormy, she will leave high school with the first 2 years of college completed.
Exactly.
This year I was a parent as well of a graduate. My oldest graduated from Malk this year.
Right.
So we are reaping the benefits as parents with our daughter, who's completed already over 35 college credits.
Yeah.
And so when they go off to the universities, and those are all transferable credits.
Exactly.
Basically, the public schools now paid for the first 2 years of college, and you didn't have to as a parent. So you're saving thousands of dollars as a parent.
Well,
it's an incredible thing.
And like you said, they're taking one class, but they're getting high school credit and college credit.
Yeah.
And so for the student, how can you not do it?
Yeah, really that's what we've been pushing very hard with the kids. So we don't have a huge emphasis on, like, honors classes or AP advanced placement classes because those classes do we get, let's say, more bang for the buck for the kids in the sense by getting them into these dual enrollment classes. That's where our focus is, and that's what we want the kids to do because it really helps them financially once they leave us and go on.
Well, and the one thing that I really admired with Riley Fry when he was superintendent of the Colorado River Union High School District was he had the theory that every kid needs to go to college. And, you know, he told the teachers, I want your alumni up. I want something from your college that you went to in your classroom. Mm-hmm. And so that as they go through the high school, every time they go into a different classroom, there's something in there about that college. And so that's not a bad idea, I thought. Mm-hmm. And I know that I don't know the numbers. I should have Steve Lawrence in because I know they had a lot of students that left Mojave this year with their AA also.
Sure.
And I think the very first one to do it in our community was Kathy Stubblefield's son, Bradley.
Okay.
And because I remember when he did it, everybody was like, wait, how did he do this? You know.
Sure.
But now it's more and more common.
It is more and more common. And it's something that was never available to us in our generation.
I know. Who knew?
Yeah. And I highly encourage any parents out there who are listening with
teenagers
to take advantage of whatever college credits your child's high school is offering to do that to save the money.
Exactly. Because, you know, Mojave and River Valley and Mojave Accelerated all have some classes.
They all offer college
so
credit classes.
So you just got to ask and tell your student that you're going to that class.
Yes.
Because it's a dual enrollment. Yeah.
Absolutely. Take advantage of it.
Yeah.
It's a great program.
So now how many do you think next year will do that?
As far as the AA part of it, now our kids have the ability to get a full AA degree right through Malk, never taking a single class off campus.
Wow.
Meaning they don't have to take a night school class.
Right.
They don't have to take an online class. They can do 100% an AA degree from Malk currently. But that's not necessarily our goal as a school. And it goes back to, does every kid need to go to college? And, you know, we have kids that don't want to go to college. But we know that, and that's okay because we have to tell the kids, that's fine. If your choice is not to go to university or college, you have to have something.
Yeah.
So you better have a plan, whether it is to go to a trade school or go into the military. And so we make sure that we give them the guidance and the path that they need so they have the success to go down different avenues. A lot of them want to be small business owners. Well, how are you going to do that? And so there's a lot of questions there. But overall, it's every kid does have those unique goals and those unique ideas of what they ultimately see themselves doing later in the future. And you just want to make sure as educators that you give them every tool that they need in their toolbox to accomplish it.
Yeah, yeah. And you're talking about small business owners. And yesterday I had Cassandra that owns a Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory upstairs here. And she's expanded and bought another one in Vegas.
Oh, wonderful.
And I think she's 32 or something like that, 33.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I didn't ask, but I know she said she started the program when she was 28. And but it was offered through a college with a guy that was funding it. you know, and then he would help them get them set up in their first restaurant or first business. And at the time that he did it, it was only Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factories. And so, but yeah,
the same thing. The American dream.
It is. It is. Did you happen to see the trillionaire or billionaire or whatever the guy was that was giving the commitment speech last week? And during the commitment speech, he says, oh, by the way, my family wants to...
Yes, I did see that on the news. He paid for everyone's college degree. Wiped out all debt for that graduating
class.
Somewhere back in Texas or somewhere.
Yeah. Are you going to have him speak at your high school next year?
Well, high school's free, but maybe we should go speak at
no
the university.
No kidding. Wow. I said that. I said, the next day he got 7,000 invitations to speak next year at the commencement of colleges. Because, I heard it was right around $40 million.
Yeah, I saw that on the news. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
There was I listened to some LA radio, KNX News Radio, when I walk in the mornings, and they were talking about there was a kid in Compton that was one of those recipients and how it just changed his whole world.
Sure.
You know, because he was thinking that I got to pay these student loans for so many years and all this, and now he's going to go right into a business because he was thinking he couldn't do that. You know, because of the commitment to the loan.
Sure, coming out of debt free is a huge advantage for any student.
I know what I'm paying on my wife's student loan. Oh man!
Yeah, and I remember paying on my wife for how making those payments with her and stuff.
Yeah,
when we were newly married. But you know, a lot of that too, because college. Just making college free. You kind of hear that on the news once in a while, or those kinds of things. But something to think about that. Yeah, going back to those dual enrollment programs, your child can get a lot of their college free, at least the first 2 years.
That's a lot.
In certain high schools right now, this day, through those dual enrollment programs. So that's a huge chunk of money that you're already saving out the gate.
It is. It is. And look where they start. When Stubblefield did it, he graduated on a Wednesday night from MCC and a Thursday night from Mojave High School.
Yeah.
So he actually had his AA prior to his high school. And, you know, so that's always cool if you could do something like that.
Yeah,
but there definitely is a real advantage. So, all right, we're going to pause for the cause and we'll be right back.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Whether it's sandals, shorts, or shirts, get the hottest looks of the season at the Laughlin Outlet Center. And while you're there, catch one of the latest releases at the Stadium 9 Theater. Or take a few minutes to experience SRI's virtual shooting range. Everything from practical shooting to gallery games, even their law enforcement experience. There's nothing like it. It's pure entertainment. So what do you say? Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center. The place for value is out.
Many of us have visited the doctor for an ongoing health concern to which the doctor will recommend a prescription. Tony Lister of the Apothecary Shop understands some people may need a dosage not available from the manufacturer. Tony at the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu can compound the perfect dose for your height, weight, and condition, treating your condition more effectively. Also, they are now featuring a full line of CBD products, including tinctures, capsules, gummies, and creams. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce. The show each weekday is brought to you by Mojave Shred, in case you have some documents you need to get rid of safely. And if you're in business, I guarantee you have something that you should be protecting and disposing of properly. So call Randy over there at Mojave Shred, and he'll tell you all about it. He can help you write your policies and everything. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they have the co-op connection card that helps you save money everywhere around town. Only go get one if you want to save money. If you're an entrepreneur and you don't need to save money, then don't worry about it. But if you want to save a little bit of money, stop by the MEC office on Hancock Road and go in and pick up your free co-op connection card. Brought to you by Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car on the lot anytime you want, and you can order a brand new Hyundai for less than $30,000. You can pick your interior and what color you want it, what type of fabric, and the whole nine yards. And also brought to you by Barron's Pest Control, Best Pest Solutions. I'm going to get it right, yep. Bugs, spiders, scorpions, termites, all that good stuff. They'll take care of them for you. They'll even do bee removal, no problem. And you can call Barron's and get set up for a monthly service. All right, we're back here for the last 10 minutes or so with Casey Mulligan from Mojave Accelerated Learning Center. And so you had one daughter graduate. Now she's going to go where?
Northern Arizona University. She's going to be a lumberjack like her
up
dad.
Up in Flagstaff.
Yeah.
Okay.
My alma mater.
And where'd her mom go?
She is a Cyclone from Iowa State.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
And you guys met, though, at Desert Valley.
We met at Desert Valley.
Yeah.
My wife was teaching at Desert Valley.
And you were teaching.
Two teachers, yeah. That's how it started.
Yeah. Wow. So she's. And what does your daughter want to do?
She wants to go to physical therapy right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's kind of
that's
the,
good.
The dream. So, and yep. NAU has one of the top programs in the country, which I didn't know of.
Wow.
Something I just found out myself. I always thought it was
NAU?
More of an education. Yeah, NAU.
Yeah.
Look it up. It's one of the top physical therapy programs in the entire country, and very competitive. In fact, they warn all the undergrads, don't plan on getting to that graduate program because it's so competitive.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, NAU also does, they have, if you're ever there in the summertime, you'll see Olympic teams up there training at those high altitudes and stuff.
Yeah.
And their training facilities are just top-notch.
Well, the Cardinals practice up there, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So your daughter could be working on one of the Cardinals after the second season or something, you know?
Yeah.
Hell, let me help you stretch that leg muscle so you can run for that next touchdown.
Yeah.
You know? Wow. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. Physical therapy is great. I mean...
Tough profession. Yeah.
Well, it is, but, you know, as we all get older, we end up in physical therapy. You
of
know.
Some kind, yeah.
I've been there twice at Valley View Hospital when I had my knee replaced, and then
sure.
I had some shoulder problems. And my wife is there right now because she has back issues. And physical therapists are on demand.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a high demand, and sometimes next time she's around, you should take her out there to Valley View and introduce her to Lauren. Lauren been running the place. I would tease him, you know. In fact, when I had my knee replaced, I put on Facebook, I'm going to Valley View to meet that mean Lauren today, you know. I said, he is so mean to me. And my wife said, take that down. I work there. And I go, but he is, you know. And then so one time he was at a chamber mixer with his wife. And I said to his wife, I said, is he nice at home? And she goes, yeah, why? I said, because he's the meanest guy in town. I said, man, when I leave that and head to the parking lot, I'm cussing him all the way to my car.
A house of pain.
Yeah, but then it goes away. All of a sudden it works really good, you know, and that's his job. Well, and any of them. But, you know, I used to tell him, you specialize in being mean. You know? So, well, Casey, we got a caller. Let's see who's got a question for you. Caller, you're on Speak Out 2.0.
Hi, this is Bill, and I wanted to tell the teachers and the faculty from the schools that my son graduated last week from NAU with a bachelor's degree.
Okay.
He went through the dual enrollment program at Mojave High.
Okay.
And Mr. Fisher was the person who really helped him get interested in college because he had no interest, and he graduated last week.
Great.
And my daughter graduated 2 weeks ago with a master's degree and now teaches, and she went through the dual enrollment the classes at Mojave too, and I believe that's one of the things that made my kids succeed.
Well, fantastic.
Just because of the professionalism of our school and our teachers in this area.
Good. I want you to call Casey Mulligan at Mojave Accelerated, and he's going to have you speak to all the students and brag about that program. And then I think Steve Lawrence wants you to come back to Mojave and brag about it, too. But thank you very much for the call. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You
have
bet.
A good night.
You
first
too.
Day. I'm sorry. Thank you.
So it's great to hear a parent
absolutely.
And their point of view on what we just talked about, taking dual enrollment classes, and here he is saying yep. that both of his kids did so much better because of it.
Absolutely, and it really prepares them for college.
Well,
that's the other side
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of kids, like I remember my daughter's hardest year probably at Malk was that junior year when you start taking the dual enrollment classes because they have to follow a curriculum that's different
right.
than the high school curriculum.
Yes.
And pretty no, they're staying up to 11, 12 o'clock at night studying.
Exactly.
And there's a big difference between high school and college.
Yep.
And so it really, truly prepares the kids to make that transition when they leave the house, they leave the nest, they move on to college.
Yeah.
They are ready.
Well, and here's a parent calling and saying just that. So you're hearing it from the superintendent perspective, listeners, and you also just heard it from a parent saying that. So I hope he does follow up with you and Steve Lawrence and will come and talk to the juniors
absolutely.
And say, hey, guys, as a parent, here's what it did for my kids.
Yeah. Well, if his daughter's going to be a teacher, she should probably look up Mr. Lawrence there.
Yeah.
He probably needs teachers.
Yeah, so no kidding.
Steve does such a great job over there
exactly.
at Mojave. Exactly. He's a great guy.
So what's on your wish list for Mojave Accelerated? You got two campuses now, and you've
sure.
got a waiting list for all your classes, for
yeah.
all your age groups.
Yeah, no, the school's doing great. Right now, I think Mojave Accelerated is, we're still trying to complete our fields. So we
right.
opened our fields, but we don't have the field lighting, and we don't have the stadium necessarily, the bleachers and stuff.
Right.
So there's a phase there. And then ultimately for our campus, there is going to be more buildings to come.
Okay.
But we're going to start tearing down some of the old original campus, the old modulars.
All right.
So we got to kind of upgrade our facilities in the sense where we got to rip out some of the original classrooms that were there from the very beginning. And start converting that campus over to the new hallway classrooms and things like that.
Call Toby Cotter because he might want those modulars
yeah,
up there at the Suddenlink Center because
okay.
they've still got some up there, you know,
okay.
that have been there forever. And so you never know who might want those modular buildings.
Sure.
So
yeah.
don't scrap them. Make sure you take them apart delicately, and you might be able to pawn those off to somebody.
Yep. Well, on the campus, just recently, this year, we opened up a preschool. So that was we always had a lot of parent requests for preschools,
yeah.
and preschools aren't part of the K-12 system, so they operate outside of a public school system in the sense, but we did finally open our Little Pats preschools, our Little
okay.
Patriots, and that went strong this year, and it was well received by the Malk community.
And then, did I hear you bought Country Day School down the street?
We did. We started setting that up to become our future site for our daycare and preschool down the road.
Okay.
So right now the preschool is on the main campus, and down the road that could be the future site, could not be, but that is the plan. We're in the process of remodeling and fixing it up. We just have
okay.
to make sure that it works and fits what our needs are as a,
right.
as a school.
Right.
But the preschool is taken off, and it's very popular, and it's a nice transition to get these kids ready, prepared for kindergarten. So now a lot of our preschoolers are already reading, going into kindergarten.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing how you can just put a young child ahead of the game.
Wow, that's fantastic. A lot of growth at your school.
Yeah, there's a lot of growth. A lot
yeah.
of growth kind of behind the scenes and stuff. So you'll definitely see some more facilities going up. My big project out there is field lighting right now for the athletic fields. I can't really host a football game in
yeah.
Bullhead City in August in the
in
daytime.
In the dark.
Yeah.
Especially during the day. Yeah.
Can't do it in the daytime.
A little too warm.
Just a little warm here.
Yeah. So now, parents that want to get their kids on your waiting list,
mm-hmm.
do they need to come in and see you?
No, they just call
the
school's
principal.
Number there.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us there at 758-MALK. Or 704-9345. Call the school. One of the school secretaries will answer. All the secretaries' phones ring when you call into the school. So you'll get a voice. Just tell them what your enrollment needs are and what grade level you're looking for, and they will take care of the parent.
Wow. But you do have a waiting list for all grade levels?
Yeah, currently I believe there's a waiting list at all grade levels. It changes kind of daily, especially this time of year since we're going into a new school year. We start filling where kids are not returning.
Right.
So we always find out there's a group of kids that are not returning to school or they're moving, whatever.
Yeah.
So off the waiting list we'll fill needs, and then this is that time of the year where there is sometimes openings and movement and rooms to enroll. So this is a great time if any parent out there has ever considered Mojave Accelerate as an option. And all the other thing is if you're just curious, come on down and take a tour.
Yeah.
You know, one of my principals or myself, we always give tours all year long.
Really? So parents tour the facility?
Yeah, parents are interested. They're just curious about the school.
Yep, very good. All right. Well, Casey, tell me why we got about 4 or 5 minutes left. The big difference between a charter school versus a public school. What's the difference?
Well, charter schools are privately owned entities,
right.
But we're using public funds to operate them. And so, ultimately what they do is they're providing a choice in public education. So they came to existence around 95, I think, in the state of Arizona. And, that sounds about right. I was going to say 91, 92 is, I think, the first public school in the country was in Minnesota. But about 95 was when Arizona started opening public charter schools. And so what they're doing is they're providing a choice for parents. So charter schools aren't necessarily the answer for everybody, and they don't meet everyone's needs. But they do offer an alternative choice to parents than to attend their traditional public school to whatever area or zone they live in if you don't have open enrollment, things like that. So they meet a different kind of need. And so for a lot of people, they find that they love charter schools because they're a little bit smaller. They're smaller in population, and they're more personalized in a lot of ways.
And you don't have overcrowding because you just say no.
Well, no, it's not that. It's charter schools are regulated by the state, by the Department of Education, as far as numbers and population. So, for example, here's one of the major differences in charter schools is we have a student enrollment cap. So the only reason we have a waiting list is because the state will not let us enroll more than 1,100 kids at our school.
Oh, okay.
So every school, every classroom, every charter school in the state of Arizona is capped to a size. And so that's why there is such thing as a waiting list when it comes to charter schools. It's not because the school's choosing to do that. It's because the state has made that choice for you. And so the state has set a cap at Mojave Accelerate. Mojave Accelerate Learning Center is 550 kids. Mojave Accelerate Elementary School, because we're two charter schools on paper, is 550 kids. So we can't take more than 1,100 students into our school, but it's broken down by classrooms and grade levels and things like that.
Right.
So that's why you find waiting lists and caps, because of those caps they put on the charters themselves. Where a public school, on the other hand, let's say you want to have a classroom full of 25 students and 26 just moved in from Colorado.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice. 26 is going into that room. You're going to have to go find a desk somewhere else.
Right.
You don't have the ability to say, no, I'm sorry, we're capped.
Yep.
And that's one of those big differences between a traditional public school and a public charter school.
Yeah.
And so for us to expand or to add more students, which we haven't done in years, we literally have to go petition to the state charter board.
You have to add more buildings then.
You have to jump through about 3 fire hoops, and you have to give huge explanations as to why you want to expand your charter. And so it is actually a big deal to want to expand and bring more students in. So that's not necessarily, it's not always your choice.
Right. Yeah.
No.
Wow. I didn't know that. So, but they don't keep those caps on public schools.
No.
Wonder why.
Well, because you can't tell a kid, you can't put your hand up and say, sorry, we're full. Because it's a free public education that we're all paying for with our taxpayers' money.
Yeah, I just think that there's, I know that in the public schools that sometimes there's 28, 29 in the classroom.
Sure.
And that's a teacher's nightmare.
It is a nightmare, absolutely. Yeah. You're not, it doesn't matter how good you are as a teacher, if you have too many students in your room, you're only so effective with so many students.
Exactly. So when you get 28, 29, or 30 of them in there, you're in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a full boat. It's a full boat. So give your phone numbers one more time and give your email in case somebody wants to contact you with a question. I really hope that guy calls you because he's the guy you want to talk to your juniors,
So it's 928-758-MALK. That's 6252. And then you can also reach me personally at C. Mulligan, M-U-L-L-I-G-A-N, like golf or Mulligan stew, at MojaveLearning.org.
Okay, MojaveLearning.org. Very good. Casey, thanks so much for coming in today. I'm glad we got to brag about, you know, Stormy and Jesse and all your programs and Pat Burright. But you're going to get away for a while now?
No,
it's summer for you. You're
it is summer, but I'm a 12-month employee, so I'll be around.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I see the crystal raindrops fall and the beauty of it.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking-price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
Fresh and ready, always at Mackay Cafe. Enjoy lunch on the Mackay Cafe patio with our light and fresh turkey club wrap. It has layers of smoked turkey and ham, provolone, lettuce, tomato, bacon, and a little drizzle of mayo. Why not accompany your turkey club wrap with a mimosa? Breakfast time, lunch time, hey, anytime is a good time for a Mackay Cafe mimosa, serving breakfast and lunch every day of the week, 7:30 till 2, next to the London Bridge, Mackay Cafe.
Summer is almost here. Hydration is important for it every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses. During our warmer months, you can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
KNTR FM, Speak Out 2.0 with Larry Toonforce, live from our Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, and Barron Pest Solutions all over everywhere. It's now time for Community Calendar. And with Community Calendar, if you have something you'd like for me to read, I do this every day at about 5 minutes before the top of the hour. And if you've got something you want on this community calendar, email it to me, Toonforce, T-U-N-F-O-R-S-S, at gmail.com, and I'll add it to my calendar. If I don't know about it, I can't brag about it. Tell people about it. One more time. Tonight is the Chef's Super Salad Supper at the VFW 6306. And that's in Golden Shores today from 4 to 6. So if you want to go have a nice big salad, a chef salad for dinner, head out to Golden Shores. Coming up Friday, it's the Cornhole Under the Stars tournament. This is put on by the City of Bullhead City at Rotary Park. Starts at 6:30. And if you want to get involved, you want to call Ashley Bennett at the city, 763-9400, extension 306. And by the way, I keep mentioning this, for the whole month, and this month and next month and a little bit in July, if you give a pint of blood, you get a certificate for a pint of Culver's custard. What a deal that is. I got to make sure we got a Kiwanis blood drive in there somewhere so I can get some free custard. So the next one is this Friday, and it's at Anytime Fitness in Bullhead City from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And if you have any questions, you want to call Vitalant at 877-258-4825. There's a farmer's market this Saturday in Kingman at the Thunder Event Center from 8 a.m. until noon. Questions, call Tom, 928-542-6059. Sunday night, the AV is going to be shooting off fireworks for you. And that it says 7 to 9, but I get a feeling that they probably have a party going on at the AV from 7 to 9. I think the fireworks are going to be right around 9 o'clock. When it's nice and dark. So look for those almost anywhere in our Colorado River Valley. You can see them. Also, on Monday, if you want to go out to some Memorial Day services, these are out and held at Desert Lawn Funeral Home, Crematorium, and Memorial Gardens. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. And if you have any questions, you can call them out there, 768-5959. Coming up next Thursday, also in Kingman, I don't have a location for this. This is the Arizona Youth Partnership Strengthening Families class, and it is free, doesn't cost a thing, from 5 o'clock until 7:30. It's all about how to improve your family and communication and make it stronger and better. But if you have any questions, you can call AZYP, Arizona Youth Partnership, at 928-692-5889. Also, the same day, which is next Thursday, coming up at in Kingman also, we have a open house at a residential facility for the aging adults. This is going to be called Sycamore House. It's managed by Mojave Mental Health in Kingman, and the grand opening is next Thursday from 3 to 6. And you have any questions, you can call Mojave Mental Health at 928-757-8111. And then also that Thursday, the City of Kingman is having a city expo. All the city offices, all the locations, the roads, the police department, the fire department, you can all go to those different locations and take a tour and talk about maybe jobs and whatnot. So it's going to be a city expo all day on Thursday. And coming up the 30th to the 6th, June 2nd, it's a Western Romp Ride in Military Pride, and that's coming up at the American Legion in Laughlin, American Legion Post 60. Black Cat Bone Classic Rock and Blues Band will be playing, so you can check that out. The last day of the month, Friday the 31st, our Laughlin Chamber of Commerce once again has a networking breakfast. That happens at 8:30. In the morning, you have any questions, call Michelle, 702-298-2214. And that wraps up the month of May for you. That's going to wrap it for us today. It's going to can it for this tuna. Sean Hannity's coming in next. If you want to be a part of our show, you can always call in. If you want to be a guest, call me and we'll talk about it. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.